hour three tonight. It's the Jeff and Eric Hour. And once again, as we have for over a year and a half now, we are bringing you rather unpleasant but honest and truthful information that you need, you deserve. It's actually your God-given right to have to make your own decisions. This alleged government doesn't agree with that, but they can all go to hell and stay there, which is where they belong. All right, Erica, are you there?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
Is it? Okay, it is a good evening. After that hour with John Barber, I got to tell you, it's transitioning is not always easy. That man is extraordinary. I don't know if you got to hear any of that, but it was really something. Now, what I have put at the top of the homepage is something that Erica sent earlier. And I kind of think it's an appropriate thing to play as an open, if you don't mind. I think this is really important to understand the hustle and how these alleged government guardians of the people, of, by, and for, are frauds. They're evil. They're satanic. And if you look at the top of the homepage, you'll see. Here's what I wrote about it. Satan's own sickening, smiley-faced CDC boss Walensky from hell raves about bioweapon injections now being available for six-month-old infants to five-year-old toddlers. The horrors of child sacrifice are now being rolled out in full view of this first-world country for 20 million babies and toddlers. Now, I want you to listen to this, and when you get a chance, look at it. And look at this smiley-faced ghoul encouraging parents to inject their children with what amounts to, in many cases, certain death. At the very least, what would you say, Erica? What would the least be, these kids who get these shots? They're going to be
injured.
You mean
for age,
yeah,
or?
Doesn't matter. They're either going to die or they're going to be injured in most cases.
There's no benefit to this. There's only risk.
It's not a vaccine. Never was.
No.
Never was intended to be. This ghoul of a woman, just, I want you to watch her, the sparkle, the smirky, the smile, and the voice. So here we go. Walensky from hell.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for children under five. With this recent authorization from FDA and recommendation from CDC, nearly 20 million children are now able to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under five. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated. If you have questions, talk to your child's provider to learn more about the benefits of this vaccine. We have taken another important step together in our fight against COVID-19 by making safe and effective vaccines available for our little ones. I hope all parents will take advantage of these life-saving vaccines and protect their children. COVID-19 vaccine.
Shut up. Your time is over. This is so repulsive to me, I honestly can't describe it adequately.
It's unbelievable.
It leaves me speechless, practically. We've also got, if you look under guests, look under Jeff and Erica, and you will see pictures of little children, video of them being shot up with this stuff already. I just honestly, and then there's a picture set of nine images of them, And I called it a screensaver of toddlers being ritualistically, satanically sacrificed. These kids have no immune systems to begin with. They were never at risk from this alleged vaccine, make it the virus. They were never at all endangered by dying from this virus. I don't know. Have I ever even read a story of a little child really getting COVID and really dying from COVID?
No. That was the one thing that they could say with certainty, you know, during the pandemic, scamdemic, it was that the children were not getting sick unless they had some underlying condition. I don't think there was a single death in that age group. They are well equipped as children. I mean, with at that time when their immune system is being formatted and developing, that they you know are exposed to a wide range of pathogens and they have the ability to deal with it and learn from
they
it.
Learn real quick on an immunological stage how to protect themselves. And I see this, and I don't have words. I've got words, but they're not fit for broadcast. So
and we're already seeing in that the 5 to 11 year old age group.
Yes.
The heart attacks, the sudden deaths, neurological problems. I mean, in the UK, they're now saying that they're having a polio outbreak, and we were warned that they were going to pull that shenanigan, that they were going to try to make it seem as though polio or some other neurological pathogen was attacking young children, and it's a cover-up for the vaccine injuries, the neurological manifestations of the vaccine injuries in children.
Injuries almost seems like too kind of a word. These are horrific wounds to the physical and psychological body, and these kids, these young kids, they have nothing. Well, let me just rephrase it. Do they have anything to look forward to once they've been wounded, injured by this stuff? Do they get better magically and get back to a wonderful, happy life where myocarditis is just a word somewhere in the past?
Yeah.
What do they have to look forward to? Most of them, a slide down the slope to the end. Much sooner than it should have happened.
Cancer is probably going to be in their future. I read an account today of an 11-year-old who got the vaccine about 6 months ago. She now has a brain tumor. There was a story of a newborn that was born with cancer and had just completed
chemotherapy.
Born with
mom,
it, yes.
Mom took the shot. Went right in through the placenta, gave the kid cancer. Great. Wow. And these parents, what can you say? I don't think either one of us can condemn them as parents who knew and went against any knowledge, because they don't know, because they're being lied to 25 hours a day on the television. So they don't know. And a lot of them are old-fashioned, and they trust the government. They trust their doctors. They trust Big Pharma. They think that the game of death is really a game of life, and it's not.
No. Yeah, the first mistake, though, is in calling this thing a vaccine, and that has 50% of the population fooled right there, if not more.
And it's not experimental. This thing is doing exactly what it was supposed to do. What it was designed for. Years and years in design. Who knows how much money?
Yeah, I know. I think more people have died now from these injections than ever died during the viral outbreak. I'm not going to call it a pandemic.
Well, when they, even including the theft of influenza and relabeling, yeah, a lot of Americans died. The official number was what? Oh, it's over 500,000 now, but a lot of that was influenza, helped right along to its fatal status by giving people remdesivir. These hospitals were death factories. That's what they did.
And
they're still doing it.
Right. Yeah.
So if any of you out there, and I know that some of you out there have children, and I know you're very smart, you wouldn't be listening to this program, you're not going to endanger your children, but how do you begin to broach this subject with someone you know who will not listen? That's an impossible ordeal. It's an impossible mountain to climb. You can't do it. These people are so brainwashed. It's almost sociologically a genetic predisposition to buying into this stuff. They just will not entertain anything else. It's very hard. Very hard.
Well, I think we're diverging as a species. I mean, if people just don't smarten up, they're going to be eliminated from the gene pool. It's that simple.
Are being eliminated, and I know you. You spend a lot of time looking at obituaries, and seeing the code words for death.
Euphemisms, yeah.
They've got it. They've got tons of them. You'll see them. You'll hear them. Died suddenly. Passed away unexpectedly. Died during sleep. Passed away at home, died after a short illness, died at home, died after a fall. A lot of people are falling because they're physiologically they're being ravaged by this, and they don't have their balance or their coordination anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Died after a short battle with early onset dementia. Died after a short fight with cancer. Died from a heart attack. They are endless, and all they are is hanging the cause of death, when they bother to report it at all, on some run-of-the-mill, significant, substantial disease, which is being brought on by what? AIDS. Period.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, there are many people now are suffering from common things that, like urinary tract infections, a lot of urinary tract infections being reported these days. And then, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon to have one of these once in a while, but there's an epidemic of them now. Why? Well, their body ecology is all messed up, and their immune systems are failing.
Bacteria have a field day. No problem. No, none. They're either dying from AIDS or they're dying from amyloidosis. Okay? You all know that. We've been through this. That's head to foot. Remember that. Spike proteins go anywhere. And now, on top of that, which we did discuss last time a little bit, we have graphene oxide. Shown, proven, in a medical paper to cause proteins to misfold. Right along with the spike. So you've got two things now. Is graphene oxide in your vial? Was it in your vial? Is it in all vials? Is it in no vials? We've heard all of the above. So we don't know exactly where it is. But it's there.
Yeah,
it can cause misfolding.
Yes. Yes, it can. And also, the mRNA, if it's truncated, if it doesn't make it into a cell, and it's hanging around outside of a cell, that also has the ability to cause proteins to misfold. And we know from the quality control studies they did with at least the Pfizer that much of the commercial material that they produced in large quantities was not to a high standard. In other words, much of that mRNA was compromised, incomplete. And that might explain, too, why some people so far have not had any, I don't want to say adverse effects from the vaccines. They may have something, but no long-term consequences to speak of. I just learned of another acquaintance today who went and got his fourth jab. And is appears to be fine. But then again, you know, we're not going to see or, you know, you're not going to know if prions are dissolving your brain. That can take time before enough of the brain is compromised that you have symptoms. You're not going to know if amyloid plaques are building up in various organs and tissues. And you're not going to know if cancer has been initiated until there's maybe a tumor that's detectable.
Okay. How many different diseases are we going to see? Russell Blaylock, if Dr. Blaylock were here, he would say, you can't count, you couldn't count them all. And normal diseases, let's just say, okay, UTI, a urinary tract infection, that could potentially move on into something that hits the kidneys, causes kidney damage, kidney failure. I mean, when these things are out of control, and they are out of control because the body can't fight them anymore. And I don't know if somebody's smart enough to... Go ahead.
But the other thing that we're seeing, too, is deterioration in people's oral health, their dental health.
How so?
Have been reports of people developing very aggressive gum disease after these shots. You know, of course, the gum disease is almost worse than cavities because it's the whole, you know, the root involved.
Okay, gum disease, you're talking about the root of the tooth, which is connected to the sinus cavities in the body, and ultimately you can get a massive infection in your whole head, potentially. This is bad. I didn't know this. So the bacteria is getting in under the gum line, and I guess infecting the root. You're getting people probably getting more root canals now, or the dentists are at least recommending that. Oh, you got a tooth infection. We've got to give you a root canal, which is the worst possible thing you can do. Pull the damn tooth. Or risk setting up a shop of bacteria at the root of your tooth, which will continue to evade your immune system and permeate your body for the rest of your life. You feeling lucky?
Well, and that bacteria, I mean, that's very, very close to the brain. It's not uncommon if that bacteria gets disturbed, it can migrate very easily to the brain.
Yeah. Right.
Or
to the sinuses,
if the
on that.
Lymph nodes become swollen in the neck, then the brain can't drain. The brain actually shrinks at night while you're sleeping and allows it to, that lymph in the brain to drain through those lymph nodes in the neck and, you know, around the jaw. But if that's full of bacteria, a lot of times that doesn't happen. So that's another pathway to neurodegeneration of the brain.
What does the brain drain itself of overnight?
Lymph.
Just
you know,
dirty fluids?
It's
kind of like flushing the toilet?
Right, yes, yes. It's called the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here we are. We've shown you a lot of things. There's one more thing I want to ask. Did you get the story I sent over about face masks?
Yes.
They're actually adding graphene to face masks now.
Well,
ostensibly
that was a story.
Go ahead.
We first heard about that last year, maybe around
That's
this
correct.
Time, but
That's right.
The reason was because graphene adsorbs, it attracts proteins. So the manufacturers of this stuff were thinking that it would be a beneficial thing to put graphene particles in these masks so that they could trap and adsorb viruses, proteins, whatever. But the downside is you'd probably, if these things are not fixed and secure, you're inhaling them. And it's an irritant, like asbestos.
All right. Let me see where I've got this. Oh, don't tell me. Well, he didn't put them up. Okay, we have, if you go to news headlines, let's see, I hope they're there. Unfortunately, the webmaster made another tremendous blunder. It's hard to find good help. In fact, it's hard to find any help these days.
Yeah, it is.
Let me do a little rummaging here. Anything you want to add, go right ahead while I'm looking. Well, what about this graphene in the masks, which we talked about in the past? It came out again in a story today, and the idea is that the graphene can be inhaled, can go into the lungs, and into the bloodstream. Okay? That's the gist of it.
Yeah, in theory, it's not a bad idea. I mean, there were masks out there that had silver nanoparticles in them for the same reason. Again, if they're secure, fine, that's wonderful. But some of these masks are cheap and shoddy and disintegrate. So whatever they're made of, you're going to have a tendency to breathe in. The latest thing was these microplastics,
which they're saying are all over the lung tissue now in some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're wearing a cheap mask.
Yeah, I don't know. What's a cheap mask? Anything made in China should be not bought, not used. They hate us. Just keep that in mind. And I have no idea what they'll do. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if they put things, we know they put things in the test kits. We know they come from China. And we suspect that there are chemical or biological issues involved with the bottle brushes. I would not be remotely surprised,
yeah.
Unless they're just designed to tear up the mucosa and allow things quicker entry. Either or, it doesn't matter. They're not tests. Do not use those tests. Take a box of unopened Q-tips in and say, here, you want to test me? You're going to use this. That's it.
I don't even know how much they're testing these days now. I think they're doing away with it. They had their fun.
True. Remember there were people being tested every day they went to work in some cases?
Yeah, a couple times a week, yeah. Yep.
Was it incredible? Just amazing.
Well, and the virus has mutated to a point where it quite often it's not present in the respiratory tract. It's present in the GI tract.
Well, people, again, don't understand about their microbiome. They just don't. It's not their fault. Nobody talks about it.
Well, there's so much selective pressure on this virus right now that I shudder to think how many variants are out there in reality.
True. Okay. I had a whole bunch more things here that just did not get posted. They will get posted, but they're not up there yet. Okay, now what we hear here, here's the other side of the coin, and it's a big coin, it's a critical coin. We have literally seen created all around us the potential to acquire airborne AIDS. And now we also know that we can acquire airborne prion or mad cow disease. They're both proven to be spread in aerosolized particulates. So what does that tell you? Stay home and lock yourself in the closet? No. It tells you there are some things you can do to protect yourself. And we've said this so many times before. When you go out and you have to be around other people, wear a mask. Get that little personal from Valara ion generator that I know Eric and I both, when we go out, we always have it on. It will help. And then there's the other one, the mobile unit, which is even better if you have an office situation or you just want to put it on your desk. And there's a way you can actually carry it with you as well. So there are things you can do that must be done and done carefully to minimize.
I agree. Until we have a better handle on what exactly we're dealing with here, the picture that's emerging is not not very optimistic.
No. The number of people that are again, dying will remain forever unknown to us. We're not going to be told. They will not tell us. When we're seeing celebrity deaths, and there were several the other day, they're not mentioning any longer cause of death. They're saying cause unknown, cause under investigation, autopsy pending. They're not saying got a vaccine, had two shots, had three shots, nothing. So that's being hidden. No longer is it being put out. And they were in the beginning doing that, but they realized that that was a rather fruitless endeavor, so they stopped. So you won't
find
much information.
Well, they didn't want to promote vaccine hesitancy.
No. No. We're seeing SADS, the new term, sudden adult death syndrome, and we have a number of videos already. You sent me three today, and they'll be posted later on this evening. We'll get them posted. But these people, the one guy, it's a security camera in a building, in a stairwell. Guy comes up the stairs. The door he's looking to knock on is right at the top of the stairway. He comes up, walks up normally, knocks on the door. What happens?
Oh, he collapses. He goes down in a heap, and part of his body
face
falls.
First down the stairs.
Yeah, face first.
Face
this
first.
Was not an act.
He planted his face.
There's no way you could stage this. This guy took a big hit, and his head was pointed down the stairs, at that top stair, top couple of stairs, and his legs remained in the view of the camera, and they were shaking, trembling, as if he were having a seizure. But other than that, he looked like, I don't know, you know, young 20-something-year-old, fit, healthy, just going about his business and standing, waiting for this door to open, and he just collapses.
That's just one. There'll be several up there posted later for you. Just look for them in the headlines. Sudden adult death syndrome, images from around the world. This is important, that statement. Images from around the world. Because it's happening everywhere.
Mm.
You're seeing things from all over the place.
Yeah, a couple of these groups that I'm watching, they're international groups. They're not based here in the States. So some of them are Thailand, quite a few Asian countries, South America. So it isn't just here. You know, these countries have had, you know, their prime ministers or presidents signed on with Pfizer, so they got their shipments of Pfizer, and that's what's being distributed. So they haven't been spared either.
There's another video, which you'll see later, a bicyclist going down the street. It appears to me that it's China. I think that
it looks like China,
Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he just hit the deck, dead on his back. Now, just for you listening, so you'll understand how that can happen, amyloidosis. Explain, give us a real simple thumbnail sketch of how this can happen. Otherwise, the guy's out riding his bike and he thinks he's fine. But he doesn't know his blood has turned to sludge, first of all.
Yeah, so that is probably happening. But if he's developing amyloidosis, which the spike protein can cause to happen, you can get these amyloid plaques or deposits in your vital organs, such as the heart, and the heart needs, you know, electrical conductivity, or, you know, a well-controlled electrical conductivity to work, to pump, mm-hmm. Or to beat. And so these amyloids can block signal transduction so that, and the worst type of an arrhythmia is a ventricular arrhythmia, which is almost always fatal. And that appears to be what these people are suffering from with this sudden cardiac death. It's probably a ventricular arrhythmia as a result of amyloid deposits, blocking signal transduction.
Oddly, my friend, I don't hear anybody else who has any reasonable platform on the internet or off the internet, on TV, who is mentioning or talking about amyloid plaques, clots, or amyloidosis, except on a rare one-off occasion. We've seen the pictures of the clots. We know they're not made of blood. They're made of misfolded proteins, all aggregated together, self-aggregated. They pull themselves together, and they make these enormous clots. They look like rubber bands in a way. And
well,
that shuts down the blood. So this guy's on his bike. He could be full of amyloid clots on key arteries, key veins. I don't know.
Well, as I said, in the heart, because the heart becomes transfected with this mRNA or the adenovirus, whatever, or the spike protein, it's these plaques or deposits can build up in that actual tissue. It doesn't have to be carried there by the blood. It's in the tissue.
So you don't, I guess the ultimate question is for people, and many of our listeners, many of you people out there have gotten one, two, or maybe more shots, and you're part of our family, and we care about you. But how are people to know that they've got these things building in them? There are no tests for them, right?
No.
Easy tests
people will not know
clots.
That they have. They won't know. They won't know that they have this going on until enough of an organ is compromised that you would start to suspect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difficulty in diagnosing things of this nature. There's no doctor looking at this right now. They run their usual battery of tests, EMGs, EKGs, and make their pronouncements based on those things. And quite often they come back normal. And yet the patient is clearly unwell. So there's no real definitive diagnostic for this. Ultimately, you'd have to do some kind of a tissue biopsy to make that determination.
Right. I don't know how people are supposed to track their health once they've been injected. I really don't. It's very difficult. There are too many things going on, potentially, and in all probability, actually happening. It's a bottomless pit. They just don't know.
Well, the Pfizer documents that were released, I don't know, has it been about a month now?
Yeah, maybe a little longer, but whatever.
This was just the first batch. I guess there's more coming, or there's more just recently released, but there were 9 pages of adverse events that were reported in their clinical trials. And small print, top to bottom, 9 pages full of adverse events and all manner of things. Amyloidosis being just one of many.
But why is it that people aren't... Do you detect some hesitance out there? That maybe the word is out? We don't want to talk about amyloidosis very much.
There are the people that are really following the science are talking about this heavily, but you know the entertainers not so much or at all. I still see people saying that it's a hydra. These clots are hydras.
Come on.
Yep.
Really? Give me a name.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. If they said it, that's fine. If they're in a position of visibility, i.e., trying to earn the trust of the viewers? Who are these people that are saying that? That's insane talk. Crazy talk.
Well, it's I don't know, what's it been? 9 months since that Hydra nonsense came out?
You were the one who stood up and said, no, it's a contaminant. And we waited to see if there were going to be other vials with other Hydras. Never another one showed up, and you were proven right. And they had to back off and drop it, and they did. And
but it's still circulating. I mean, it stuck in people's head because of the sensational nature of that. And, you know, I think people like to indulge their imagination, especially when they don't understand a subject matter. Your mind tends to go to the most, extreme sometimes. And, I mean, there's no doubt there's nefarious things going on here, you know. Probably things we can't even imagine.
I'm sure there are. No question about it. Okay, we've got some more stories about real people who are suffering real catastrophes from these shots, and they're not getting any help from the medical establishment. Oh, they'll get as many tests as a doctor wants to write up. Well, you need a test for this. You got to get a test for that. We got to do a panel on this and that. Endless. Big money. Don't forget about the big money. They're making a killing, killing people. It's an industry. Death
sure
is an industry. And it's worldwide. Okay, I don't know what you've got first up there. We've got a bunch here. Why don't you just go ahead and take one, and I'll track it down, and we'll go from there.
Okay, let's do leukemia. Sadly, I know someone who just passed from acute leukemia, mother of an old friend. It looks like she'd gotten her COVID vaccines and then had two shingles shots in November, and then diagnosed with leukemia in April and has now passed. Her daughter has long since unfriended me on here for sharing truth, so I'm not going to speculate on details. But she was a very sweet lady and always very kind to me growing up. I guess we can all have our opinions on what happened here, but I'm pretty sure I know what mine are. So sad.
5 months. Had her shots. She had two shingles shots. She had her COVID vaccines and then two shingles shots in November. All in that month, and by April, she had full-blown leukemia and is now gone. I don't know when this was. I don't know what the date of death was, but there's another one. We were seeing these ravenous cases of leukemia that were being reported for a little while, and these were diagnosed to death in a relatively short period of time. It seems to me there were 2 weeks in one case.
Very, very quickly.
All right, let's see what we have here. Migraines. We have two on migraines. These are short. A lot of people get, remember, one of the hallmarks of the shot, the after effects, headaches, bad headaches. People complain about them all the time. Maybe we can discuss some of the mechanisms that might be involved in causing these sudden onslaughts of headaches. Here's one. Has anyone suffered serious migraines after the... What is the idea? I don't get these social media expressions. After
the
jab.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. Yeah.
I guess we'll call it a jab. Or had existing migraines get much worse? Now, if you live with migraines and your migraines get worse, that's not fun. Asking for a friend who got the jab. I did not. So this person is asking on behalf of a friend who got the jab. Has anyone suffered serious migraines after the jab? And one person responds, yes, I know someone who after the second jab started to get a terrible migraine that would not go away. They tried all the regular migraine drugs, but nothing would touch it. They now take a daily dose of an anti-seizure medication to get relief. The person was already on a blood thinner. So, well, bottom line here is what? The migraine drugs don't work because these aren't migraines. They hurt as much as a migraine. You could generically call it a migraine, but it's not a classic migraine. What do we think may be causing these terrible head pains? What's our best guess?
Well, I suspect that either the mRNA or the adenovirus is now in the brain, and some cells in the brain have been transfected and are now producing spike protein.
And the spike protein is already at work in the brain, causing protein misfolding, and this could be an incipient wave of TSE, BSE.
Well, at the very least, there's severe inflammation going on.
Sure. That would hurt like hell. And I wonder if overnight, if the brain is prevented from flushing and it's becoming more full of fluids rather than less. That could easily cause it. Okay, read the second one on migraines there.
My friend had serious migraines after the jabs. Medical community did nothing but give the runaround. He passed away 2 days ago, early 50s, trim and otherwise healthy.
Let me interrupt. Hold on. And what do you think his obituary would say as far as cause of death?
Yeah, died unexpectedly. Died suddenly.
That's it.
Another person says, my husband did. He's a truck driver, and it was so bad he had to keep pulling over. He had that tingling in his fingers and toes. His arthritis got way worse. And then a few weeks later, he ended up in the hospital with 6 blood clots, 2 in his lung, 4 in his leg.
Ugh.
People try to tell us it's because he drives long distance. No. He had a complete thorough checkup just 2 months prior, including an exam of his one leg because he had one blood clot in it 7 years ago. He was perfectly fine in that exam.
There you go. All right, here's one. This is called paralysis. Now, this DART jab was supposed to protect people like me. Instead, it's made my condition drastically, all caps, worse and damaged my legs. My life is a new level of hell. No one knows what is wrong with my legs. 13 months, countless treatments, zero improvement. So, another case of paralysis. No one does anything. No one can do anything. And apparently, this is probably a case of spike proteins, which what's the word? Neurotropic? They like nerve tissue. So they dive in and they pitch their tents and they set up their little factories and they go to work. And pretty soon, your nerves are ruined.
Yeah.
And you can't walk. And you're not going to recover from that. Do you recall anybody recovering from paralysis? Now, I know there were some transverse myelitis cases that they claimed people got better, but I don't know what was the cause involved, if it was a shot or not.
Well, so, if the inflammation is temporary and you can get the immune system, or if it's the result of the immune system attacking these nerves, then if you can get it to let up, then maybe you can recover. I think, though, you can expect to have some damage. The longer it persists, the more damage is done.
It's for sure. All right, we've got a couple here on sepsis. Now, we might, just for our listeners, we may not be 100% sure on that. The word's thrown around a lot. How would you define sepsis?
Well, sepsis is when you have an infection that gets into the bloodstream and it goes systemic. And it can start, a lot of times it starts from a urinary tract infection.
Really?
That goes unnoticed. Yeah, it can. Yep. Or just any wound that isn't attended to properly gets infected, and somehow or other that bacteria or the toxins get into the bloodstream.
So any break in the skin is a portal for bacteria and other things. And when you have no immune system left to speak of, it can waltz right in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you get a cut or a scrape and you've been vaxxed, you want to douse it with something. Hydrogen peroxide is my favorite. There are other things that are recommended as well. You want to sterilize it and certainly put a Band-Aid on it. Okay, sepsis, story number one. My mom's friend is starting to question what is happening to his health. He wants to see if there are stories like this out there. They've told him his issues are because his dog licked a sore on his hand. His dog licked a sore on his hand. Okay. 60 years old and healthy before. He had a rash followed by leg and stomach pain, diagnosed with two embolisms. When they went to operate, he had a massive infection inside his body, which has caused him to be paralyzed. Please let me know if there are any similar stories out there.
I know.
Oh, these are mind-boggling. Oh, no, you know my hubby, so I won't say names. His boss went sepsis due to a micro scrape on his leg recently. It's been 3 weeks, and he's still not back to work. So, yes, sepsis is an infection of the bloodstream that can come about, obviously, very quickly. And it's almost impossible to treat. It's very hard to treat. Let me just leave it at that. All right, take the second one if you would.
Oh, no, you know my hubby, so I won't say names.
His boss
went septic due to a micro scrape on his leg recently. It's been 3 weeks, and he's still not back at work. He's been hospitalized on drip antibiotics. Super healthy guy otherwise, not very old either. He hounded my hubby to take the jab, made fun of him many times. He'll tell you about it next time we see you. This is never ending. And to that someone says, I swear it's always the ones pressuring others that end up suffering. Happened to my friend. Her friend was being so aggressive and making fun of her and pushing her to try and take it. And now this girl ended up in the ER for myocarditis and will be on heart meds for the rest of her life. She's in her early 20s.
And what rest of her life can she honestly look forward to? According to the stats that we have to work with, what's 50% are dead within 5 years after myocarditis?
Yeah, or they have to have a heart transplant.
Okay, here are two disabled stories. Go ahead, you want to start with that?
Okay. This person, a young girl, said one Pfizer on July 25th. Suspected stroke, over 50 hospital visits.
Jeez, one shot. One shot. Suspected stroke and over 50 hospital visits. Child destroyed.
And now she is afflicted with the following. Numbness, full body inside out, nausea, twitching, dysautonomia, can't swallow, weakness, tingling, vibrations, high heart rate, palpitation, adrenal surges, tension headaches, no balance, breathlessness, vertigo, dizziness, slurred speech, can't walk, dribbling, memory problems, brain fog, double vision, tinnitus. Let's finish it off here. Electrical shock feelings, gut issues, panic attacks, confusion, pins and needles, endless infections, extreme weakness, cold hands and feet, and migraines.
And you wonder why there aren't more people out and about? And we've harped on this over and over again. Some say, no, traffic is normal, people are out. Our submission is for you to consider there are a hell of a lot of people out there who don't feel good. And you just heard a list that would be devastating to anyone. These people are sick, and it's really for our good that they stay off the road, and their own good, of course, but they're not well. Here's one real quick one last. Okay, this is me now. Tremors, right side. Numbness, weakness, and grip loss, right side. Nerve burning in hand and leg. Neck ache with sudden buzzing, snaps at the base of the skull. Swallowing, choking problems. Numb tongue on the right side. A reflex response in my right knee. Pins and needles and vibrations like first flutters of pregnancy. Balance issues. Blurred vision, which changes throughout the day, and hypersensitive hearing, joint pains in hands and knees and ankles, sudden jolts and twitching, clenched fist in the right hand, fingers move slower on the right hand, but the middle and little finger jump around on their own, menstrual changes, to name just a few things. Now, this is none of this you will hear on the so-called mainstream media news. It is not news. It is mind programming. It is social engineering. Don't pay attention to it. These are real people, and these aren't even 1/1,000,000% of what's going on out there. Just a few to keep you up to date on what's happening. And tough stuff. These people's lives are ruined.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, you compare what's really happening to what's on the mainstream news, and the mainstream news is nothing more than an anesthetic.
Good word.
It's a numbing agent. Keep you asleep so you don't see what's actually happening.
No. Disinformation, misinformation, an anesthetic. Good. Yeah, definitely an anesthetic. All right, that's it for tonight. Thanks, Erica. We'll talk soon.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And I second that. It's Friday night. Hope you have a good weekend. And by all means, if you have the ability, do some preparing. No joke. All right. Take care. Talk soon.